New Zealanders across the country are gearing up for this year's Earth Hour, the annual Lights Out for the Planet event, which is taking place everywhere at 8:30pm on Saturday the 31st of March. Rosa from WWF is on the phone with us now to tell us a little bit about what's happening in New Zealand for this year's Earth Hour. Rosa, how are you doing?
I am good, thanks.
And thanks very much for joining us. So, Earth Hour, I've heard about this I Will If You Will campaign. What's this about?
That's right. Well, this is Earth Hour 2012, the kind of new campaign that's running around the world, which is a really exciting idea that encourages people to make a challenge, so to challenge others to do something for the environment if they'll do something themselves. So how it's working, the WWF New Zealand comms team have said that we will not use any disposable plastic bags or plastic takeaway containers for the whole month of April if our colleagues at Forest and Bird, which is another wildlife charity here in New Zealand, will do the same. So they've accepted that challenge, and that's a great example of how it can work at a local level.
Are you also issuing a challenge to your boss as well?
Yeah, we are challenging WWF New Zealand's Executive Director, Chris Howe, not to use his car for a week and instead to either walk or bike. And in return, we will make sure that our office goes fair trade and organic in all our kitchen supplies.
Fantastic. So in terms of the actual Lights Out event, what's happening in New Zealand this year?
Well, this year, Tauranga is actually leading the New Zealand celebrations, which is very fitting because it will be 6 months after the Rena oil spill disaster in the aftermath, which affected the beaches and the marine life up there so badly. So it's a celebration of local people and the efforts that local people who came together clean up their local environment, and which really captures the spirit of Earth Hour, which is when people come together and do small actions, they add up to a big difference for our planet.
And how is Tauranga celebrating Earth Hour?
There'll be a night market from early evening, which will be full of local stores which have sustainable craft, locally produced foods, fun activities for kids, and then for Earth Hour itself there'll be a lovely acoustic concert that people can watch by candlelight over picnic.
In terms of why you're involved in Earth Hour, why you personally have decided that this is a campaign that you're working on, what does it mean to you?
Well, Earth Hour is a really powerful movement, and it's really nice to be reminded that you're part of this bigger picture where there are people in countries all around the world are all consciously looking at their lives, reflecting on how they live and wanting to lighten their tread on the planet by doing something positive, taking action themselves. And I think that's the real power of Earth Hour. It connects people across oceans and continents, and really sends a strong message as well to our leaders that people want change and that we expect others to do the same.
And how can people take part in Earth Hour?
Well, the great thing about Earth Hour is everyone can take part. You can go down to a local event if something's happening near you, or you can just take part at home by yourself or with your family or friends. What it's about is switching off the lights and unnecessary appliances at 8:30pm on Saturday the 31st of March for an hour, and just really reflecting about what actions you can personally do so that you can lighten the tread on the planet. There's heaps of information and ideas of how you can get involved at www.earthhour.org. And of course, people can take part in the I Will If You Will challenge as well, which really takes Earth Hour beyond just the actions of the hour and makes people think about what they can do, changes they can make in their life to live more sustainably.
Thanks very much to Rosa from WWF for filling us in on Earth Hour activities this year. You can find out more about how you can take part in Earth Hour and download the materials for free at earthhour.org. Now, one person who knows all about sustainability and taking Earth Hour to the next level is Michelle Elborn. She's the Sustainability Manager at Tauranga City Council. And I caught up with Michelle earlier on today to find out how preparations for Earth Hour are going. So it's nearly Earth Hour time once again, and we're talking to Michelle Elborn, who's a sustainability manager up at Tauranga Council, which is this year leading New Zealand in its Earth Hour celebrations. Michelle, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
So are you pretty busy at the moment as we lead up to Earth Hour?
Pretty busy, yes. Exciting, though.
Very good. So what have you got going on up there in Tauranga?
Well, at the moment, we're inviting our local community to pledge an action for the benefit of the environment, and they can do that by visiting Bayfair Shopping Centre, which is one of our main shopping malls up here. And a local artist has created a really lovely pledge wall for us, which looks has as an ocean theme, because we've got a bit of an ocean theme to Earth Hour in Tauranga this year. You can write your action on a fish and pin it to the pledge wall. And what's really awesome, linking into the I Will If You Will theme, Bayfair are kindly funding a June plant in return for every pledge that's made, and we'll be organising a June planting with our local community this winter.
Fantastic. So this is the ocean theme is to do with the anniversary of the oil spill that was, what is it, about 6 months ago now?
Yeah, that's right. So the main reason that Tauranga has taken the lead sort of status for Earth Hour this year is due to our RENA experience. We're effectively 6 months on. RENA hit on the 5th of October last year. And really, that's just provided such a strong reminder to our local community of the importance of our local environment. I think that one of the main things that people cherish here is our beaches. We've got an amazing coastline up here in Tauranga, and people use it regularly and value it immensely. So when that disaster hit, it just evoked such strong emotions within our community. You know, within a short period of time, we had over 8,000 people registering on a database wanting to participate and help in a voluntary capacity, which is quite amazing.
And what's the situation up there now with the oil spill? I mean, have things been recovered? Have that, all those community efforts made a difference?
Yeah, they've been ongoing, and the community really has participated quite strongly alongside all of the authorities that have worked together. I think, to be fair, quite an amazing job has been done given the situation. We're not out of it yet. In fact, yesterday we've got storms at the moment, and some further containers and debris have come off of RENA, and some other spots of oil have washed up onto our beaches in the last day or so. So really we're still going with it, and it's going to be an ongoing effort for some time.
But it sounds like Earth Hour is a moment where you can kind of stop and, I guess, give yourselves a bit of recognition for the efforts that people have gone to.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the worst of it in terms of the oil, thankfully, we're through. That was a key time where volunteers really participated and did quite an amazing job in a time that was really quite emotional for our community. And Earth Hour absolutely is an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate that effort.
And how are you going about doing that on Saturday?
Yeah, so on Saturday we've got a free community event, which is down at Sulphur Point. It's a location that connects really closely to our harbour, which we're really pleased about. We're having a night market, so we've got some local produce and products being sold, and we have a range of environmental organisations which are going to have a stand and be able to sort of share the work that they do with our local community and see what other things the community may like to be involved in the future. And alongside that, we've got a candlelit acoustic concert with a range of our local performers. We've got some local children that have made lanterns, and we'll also be doing a showreel of some of the RENA images that have got a focus on the community participation side of things. So it's going to be a really nice event, and we're very much looking forward to it.
No, it sounds fantastic. Now, I heard something about frocks on bikes as well. What's happening with that?
Yes, so Tauranga's got a sector of frocks on bikes, and they're also really excited about Earth Hour. So they have decided to lead some rides from various parts of town, and we'll be converging on the event that evening.
I'm going to be up in Tauranga, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the spectacle that is Frocks on Bikes.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, Michelle, what you've been involved in Earth Hour for a couple of years now, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what was it about Earth Hour? Why did you get involved in the campaign?
I think one of the things I really like from Agenda 21, I always remember a message which was think global, act local. And for me, Earth Hour is really achieving that. It's got that global perspective. It's sending a message around the world, but it's encouraging people to think and act locally. I love the sort of the connection that it creates of, you know, seeing what's happening in Cambodia or China or Holland or various places around the world, which just inspires you and your own local communities that, you you're not the only one that's kind of thinking about your own local environment. It's happening around the world and it can bring about change. It's nice and quite a privilege to be taking the lead role this year. And yes, it has certainly been an interesting year for our community with regards to RENA, and nice to come together now and celebrate what's been achieved through that and also stimulate and think about what we can do in the future.
Michelle, that's great to talk to you today, and all the best for your Earth Hour celebrations on the 31st of March.
Many thanks.
Thank you. Well, it certainly sounds like Michelle's been very busy getting things together for Earth Hour this year. And if you'd like to find out more about the events that are taking place in Tauranga, you can go to www.tauranga.govt.nz to find out more. Now, of course, there are many people across the country who are preparing for Earth Hour this year. And for some people in New Zealand, they're celebrating not just for the first time, but for the second, the third, the fourth, and even the fifth. And one of those people is Sue Jarvis, who's talking to us today from the Selwyn region. So tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for Earth Hour this year.
Well, we've decided that an Earth Hour is definitely not enough. So we've got basically an Earth half week leading up to the celebrations of Earth Hour. So we've got things like the Kim Hill debate, hot debate, which actually is looking at the future of food production in Canterbury in the future with possible climate change, peak oil problems and all those sorts of things, what will we need to look at for planning. We've got things like the Carbon Nation Solutions movie, which we're showing on Wednesday. We have John Vikes, who's going to tell us all about generating electricity from solar and wind. Earth Hour itself, we've got this wonderful celebration, Earth Hour Barn Dance, which is, again, the third time actually we've run this, and it's sort of all candlelight. The idea is to turn off all your lights, bring your kids, bring your family, come and share our power, which will mostly be candlelight, and have a fabulous evening.
You mentioned before as well, when we were talking earlier, about you actually want to walk away from the, I think it's the Kim Hill energy debate that you're having,
yes,
with some actions for the community.
That's right, yes. We thought rather than having a traditional debate with sort of one side winning and the other side losing, which wouldn't necessarily be very productive, we've got a whole range of people, six panellists, all sort of experts in their field from all sorts of areas. And what we want to end up with is two or three possible future courses of action that we should be investigating right now, of things we should be planning to make a difference so this doesn't creep up on us and suddenly cause us disaster in the future. So we should be looking right now, and we're looking at these experts to come up with two or three good ideas or good plans of things we should be investigating to follow through with. Last year we had about 200 people, so I think this time might be even more. That is taking place on Thursday the 29th of March at 7. Don't be late, because last year there was queues outside the door.
So you've got to hurry and make sure that you get your spot there.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, where can people go to find out more about that?
www.lincolnenvirotown, which is all one word, .org.nz.
Great. Well, thank you again for talking with us, Sue, and we appreciate your time this morning, and wish you all the best for a fantastic Earth Hour.
All right, well, thank you, Jenny.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful.
If there was one hour that mattered and one name that counted, it would be yours.
What started out as a one-city event quickly became a global movement.
It's the world's largest voluntary action for the environment.
We are part of a massive sweeping campaign from east to west across the globe.
With hundreds of millions of people across seven continents building a movement for change.
Earth Hour started in a single city, and tonight it will be in more than 130 countries.